皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2 number 22.A doggy bag for kitty.
Hmm? What's that?
We're gonna find out.
Yes, sure.
Now, today's conversation is quite interesting. First, let's set the stage. Who's doing this conversation? Who's the conversation between?
Among friends?
Yeah, what kind of relationship do they have?
Slightly formal.
Yeah.
Maybe office colleagues or something.
Yeah, so they kind of keep things formal, but sometimes switch to impolite, maybe colleagues who are getting to know each other better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you kind of go through this stage where you feel it out if it's okay to use informal Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And Natsuko-san, how do you judge? Do you make the first move or do you let them make the first move with this informal Japanese?
I guess I'm usually the one who starts using informal style. Usually.
Yeah.Ostoka.
No way.
Yeah, but sometimes there is this stage where you kind of feel each other out, mm-hmm. and then gets a little more complicated when another person comes in.
Yeah, right.
And they're using polite Japanese and you're using, so it's something that we really want to help you get adjusted to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when in doubt, always stick with the polite Japanese.
Yeah.
One more interesting thing about today's conversation. We'll get into a little bit more, but a doggy bag.I've been in Japan a while and not such a common practice.
Right.
But for now, let's hear what's going on.
やっぱりここのスパゲティは美味しかったね。でももうお腹いっぱい。
私もお腹いっぱい。ミートソーススパゲティたくさん残ったね。もったいないね。岡田さんの家に犬はいますか？
いいえ、犬はいません。でも、猫はいますよ。
じゃあ、猫にこのスパゲティを持って帰りませんか？
わー、ありがとう。もちろん持って帰ります。今日、主人がいません。だから、このスパゲティは私の夕食です。やったー！
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
やっぱり、ここのスパゲティは美味しかったね。でも、もうお腹いっぱい。
私もお腹いっぱい。ミートソーススパゲティたくさん残ったね。もったいないね。岡田さんの家に犬はいますか？
いいえ、犬はいません。でも、猫はいますよ。
じゃあ、猫にこのスパゲティを持って帰りませんか？
わー、ありがとう。もちろん。持って帰ります。今日、主人はいません。だから、このスパゲティは私の夕食です。やったー！
次は英語が入ります。
やっぱり、ここのスパゲティは美味しかったね。でももうお腹いっぱい。
Obviously, this spaghetti place was delicious, but I'm already stuffed.
私もお腹いっぱい。ミートソーススパゲティたくさん残ったね。もったいないね。岡田さんの家に犬はいますか？
Me too. We've got so much spaghetti bolognese left. What a waste. Hey, do you have a dog at your house?
いいえ、犬はいません。でも、猫はいますよ。
I don't have a dog, but I have a cat.
じゃあ、猫にこのスパゲティを持って帰りませんか?
So, Do you want to take the spaghetti home?
ありがとう。もちろん持って帰ります。今日主人がいません。だからこのスパゲティは私の夕食です。やった。
Wow, thank you. Yeah, of course, I'd love to. My husband won't be home today, so I'll have the spaghetti for dinner. Yay!
夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか？
結局、猫は食べられないんですね。
Yeah, now maybe you could translate that, because I kind of interpret that we can't eat the cat.
Ah! No, I'm sorry. 猫はスパゲッティを食べられないんですね。
ありがとうございます。Yes, the cat can't eat the spaghetti. Now, first things first. Let's take a look at the vocab, and then we'll breeze through this conversation, because some really interesting points in here. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
お腹。
Stomach.
お、な、か、お腹。
And again, this comes from naka. And in front of naka, we have the honorific prefix.
お。
And again, this deals with the belly, the kind of the central...
yeah.
Central
part.
Part of the body.
Sure it is.
Oh boy. So this comes into play because it's related to our next word, which is...
いっぱい。
Fullness.
いっぱい、いっぱい。
And together they form the phrase...
お腹いっぱい。
I'm full. So this is a continuation of last week. They went to the restaurant, they ate, and the person is now full. Next vocab word we have...
残る。
To be left.
残る。残る。
Now there's also to leave.
Yes.
Which is?
残す。
Nokoru is the intransitive, and nokosu is the transitive. With nokosu, someone is doing the leaving.
Yes.
Okay, so mm-hmm. if you're leaving leftovers, and you're with someone who doesn't really take too kind to this, say your mother, your girlfriend, your wife, they will say to you, don't leave leftovers. And this will be accomplished by?
残さないで。
Please don't leave it, which is the very informal way from 残さないでください. Mm-hmm. Please don't leave it. And this is dealing with food at a dinner situation. Of course, what is being left depends on the context, but mm-hmm. here we're talking about food and eating. And 残る has to deal with leftovers. So Natsuko-san, how do we say leftovers in Japanese?
残り物.
Again, this is context.
Yes.
Outside of eating, mm-hmm. 残り物 can mean something quite different, right?
It's anything.
Yeah. So again, a lot depends on the context, and the context here is eating. So mm-hmm. leftovers is 残り物.
Yes.
All right, next we have
帰る.
To go home, to go back.
帰る, 帰る.
Finally, we have
主人.
One's husband.
主人, 主人.
Now, can you give us that pronunciation one more time?
主人.
And full speed.
主人.
You want to be careful here. It's not a long vowel.
Yes, sure. You have to be careful.
Yes, and so Natsuko-san, can you give us it side by side? And we're pointing this out for a reason, and I'm pointing out from personal experience. Because many times I would say the long vowel, 囚人, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. means?
Prisoner.
Yeah, so that long vowel is the prisoner and the short vowel is the husband.
囚人.
Although I can see how they're very related. Okay.
Got that.
You did get that. That was good. And you know, it's funny. Even sometimes, like I would meet someone and I'd say to them, "Go shujin wa, daijoubu desu ka?"
Well, we can get it, you know.
That's the thing. They get it, but mm-hmm. it's so. How's your prisoner?
I don't think you usually refer to a prisoner with go.
Yeah, so that's probably why they can understand that I want to say, how is your husband?
Mm-hmm.
But Natsuko is going to give us a proper pronunciation so we never make this mistake.
主人. 主人.
You hear the long vowel on the second one? One more time, Natsuko-san.
主人.
So how would you ask about someone's husband's well-being?
ご主人はお元気ですか?
Okay, so we want to pay attention to that. And of course, one final thing about this, we just want to remind you that when talking about your own husband,
主人.
You don't use the honorific prefix.
Yes.
Go. All right. On we go. Let's take a look at some of the phrases and key elements of today's conversation. Natsuko-san, can you run through the first speaker's lines?
やっぱりここのスパゲッティは美味しかったね。
Just as expected, this spaghetti was delicious. Followed by, and here's what we want to focus on right now for this sentence. Natsuko-san, one more time.
でも、もうお腹いっぱい。
But I'm already full. I'm already stuffed. We can tell by でも and もthat there's probably a lot of food left.
Mm-hmm.
This means, you know, でも, but, もう, already. But already, I'm full. So it's probably a lot of food on the table.
Yes.
From what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
From what the speaker is saying. So this is why the intricacies of what's said are so important. And in Japanese, it's very, very delicate. So yeah, there's probably a lot of food there. Then we have...
私もお腹いっぱい。
Me too. I'm full. And of course, we have the particle も, which indicates also. Next we have...
ミートソーススパゲッティたくさん残ったね。
And our hunch is verified here, as there's a lot of meat sauce spaghetti left. Then followed by a phrase that you're going to want to write down, memorize however you get it into that brain of yours. You're really going to want to hold on to this one because it's really good. Natsuko-san, we have...
もったいないね。
What a waste. And this can be used with food, with anything.
Anything.
Anything that goes to waste, you say?
もったいない。
Can you just break this phrase down for us?
もったいない。もったいない。
So anytime something goes to waste, you can use this.
Yes.
Food left over that's going to go to waste, something that's not used...A brand new computer that's not being used. Ah, もったいないな。What a waste.
Yes, you can even use this for, you know, like, wasted talent.
Yeah.
こんな仕事をしてるのはもったいないよ。
Yeah, like, you should
be... うちの会社に来ないか?
Oh, Natsuko-san, you're now head of human resources too.
No way.
Yeah, but that's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with this trivial work?You're too good for this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come work for us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to hang on to that one. Then we have?
岡田さんの家に犬はいますか?
Okay. This, as you can see, more and more as this conversation develops, we're focusing today on the polite form of iru, which is a class 2 verb meaning to exist for animate things and mm-hmm. often used with things that are alive.
Yes.
Let's take a look at the structure. We have?
岡田さん
Mr. Okada?
の
Possessive.Okada's
家
house
に
particle ni here to mark a place where something would be
犬
dog
は
subject marking particle は
いますか
is there so literally we have Okada's house at in dog is there and of course we translate this as do you have a dog now again iru and aruThe pair existing verb for inanimate things, aru.
Mm-hmm.
These can also mean to have.
Yes.
Because it's existing and it's in your possession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you have a dog? Response here?
いいえ、犬はいません。
No, I don't have a dog.
でも、猫はいますよ。
But I have a cat. Okay, structure here. Iru comes after the topic or the subject is established. And here we have...Inu wa imasen. I don't have a dog. There, literally, dog, there is not. I don't have a dog. But, neko wa imasu. Cat, there is. But I have a cat.
じゃあ、猫にこのスパゲッティを持って帰りませんか?
So, do you want to take this spaghetti home for the cat?
For the cat.
For the cat. And you know what? I think the cat would like it, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think my cat likes it.
You have a cat?
Yes.
Let's try.
No. No way. Don't. I don't think it's good for her health.
Meat to sauce.
No way.
All right. Back on track here. Then we have, わあ、ありがとう. Oh, thank you. Followed by?
もちろん持って帰ります.
Of course, I'll take it home.
今日、主人はいません.
today, my husband's not there. But literally, today, husband, not there. Today, my husband's not there.
だから、このスパゲッティは私の夕食です。
Because, and we can translate this as, so, this spaghetti, my dinner, is what we have literally. But we translate this as, so I'll have this spaghetti for my dinner. And then we have...
やった
ー! Yay! Yes! And this is a great expression. Whenever something goes your way, whenever something good happens, you can say this.
Yes.
やったー! And really hold the end for extra emphasis. Now, kind of related to this, and because it is actually the polite version of the verb yaru, yarimasu. Mm-hmm. This is something you could use when you see someone doing something very eccentric. Yarimasu ne. Like if you see somebody doing something out of the ordinary or like, on Halloween when a friend of mine was walking down the street with a very eccentric costume, some passerby said, yarimasu ne. Like, you do it, don't you? And this is where this verb, yaru, can take on many different meanings according to context.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is the past tense, impolite, and shows that something went your way.
Yes.
Yatta! All right, enough about that. Again, stop by JapanesePod11.com, pick up the PDF inside the PDF. Well, basically everything we covered today, plus an extensive grammar write-up inside the Learning Center. Stuff to really tie it all together. This should be really, really good to really reinforce what you learn here. Again, today we're going to reinforce this over and over. A very nice, basic lesson to go over the polite form of the verb iru. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また今度。